The recent federal election saw a shock result in the Carlton riding in Ontario when Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre, who had held the seat for 20 years, was beaten by newcomer Bruce Fanjoy. Although born in Toronto, Fanjoy's family were originally from St John, and he himself lived for some of his childhood in the city. Having just completed his first few weeks in Parliament, Fanjoy spoke with Local 107.3 FM about his connections to St John and New Brunswick, as well as the experience of the election campaign and how it offered a chance to reconnect with some old friends from St John and beyond. He also spoke about his priorities and hopes for his time in the House of Commons representing the Carlton riding.
I delivered the newspaper in Fredericton, the Daily Gleaner, for years, and before I would head out on my route, I would always take a quick look at what the news was of the day. But I was, for years I've been someone who was involved as a volunteer supporting other people who ran for office. It had never been my intent to do that. But I think I realized that, Carlton was a bit of a different circumstance. I feel that because so many people believed it was unwinnable, people didn't step up to challenge Pierre, and I that didn't sit right with me. I always believed that he could be beaten. If it was merely an uphill challenge, I could deal with that, because it's just a matter of one foot in front of the other. I just thought it was something that needed to happen, and it wouldn't have sat well with me if I could have done something about it and didn't. So I decided in late January of 2023 that I was going to seek the nomination. I made the announcement with a simple post on Twitter. When I hit send, I remember thinking for a moment, I wonder if anyone will notice. Even back then, when I was, known in my community, but not widely known, even then, my announcement that I was going to challenge Pierre Poilievre got an enormous amount of traction. People were excited. And I think it was because there was a lot of people, they felt what I was feeling, that someone needs to take them on. And the mere fact that someone was standing up and going for it, I think was encouraging. Of course, that was just the beginning of the work. I always believed it was possible. There was a path, it was narrow, but the more we worked at it, the wider the path got. Most people, didn't see that. They just assumed that what had always been the case would always continue to be the case. And I've never been that kind of person, but it was really a remarkable experience from beginning to end. And it hasn't ended. We're just into a new act.
Just asking about your connections to St. John and the campaign, and were you receiving support from this part of the world?
I was born in Toronto, but to two parents from St. John. We moved back to St. John. I went to grade 2 at M. Gerald Teed School. We were in St. John and then later Fredericton. So it's our roots and a big part of our story. Our family is descended from a United Empire loyalist and settled in the St. John and Kennebecasis River Valleys. So lots of roots there. My grandfather was a teacher and later principal at the St. John Vocational School. And in fact, during the campaign, a woman recognized, she asked me if I was related to the teacher, whose name is Isaac Newton Fanjoy. He had a great name. It's always a delight to reconnect with New Brunswick. I still keep in touch with the friends that I made there. People knew me from the Maritimes, so they were reaching out to me. I had people that I went to elementary school with and junior high school with reaching out and say, "Are you that Bruce Fanjoy?" it was quite fun to reconnect with folks. New Brunswick and the Maritimes still very dear to me.
I'm just wondering how that kind of informed your politics. I mean, can you point back to any of that kind of background that maybe influenced you?
As you're growing up, you're picking up a lot by osmosis. My father was with Treasury Board in New Brunswick, and then later went on to serve the Council of Maritime Premiers for 17 years. So, ours was a family where public policy was naturally discussed around the table. My uncle Harold, he was my godfather as well. He was in the Hatfield government for many years. He was a cabinet minister. Politics was always around me. But one of the things I really admire about New Brunswick and the Maritimes more broadly is the way that everyone looks out for one another. That's part of my value system as well. And I didn't do this for my own good. I did it because I recognized that there would be a great deal of harm for an awful lot of people if someone like Pierre Poilievre had power. And so I thought that I could do something about that, and just felt I needed to try.
When did it seem to be kind of coming together that it seemed more than just an outside possibility?
So prior to the formal election campaign, the writ dropping, I had been personally to over 15,000 doors, so thousands upon thousands of conversations with voters in Carleton, and the feedback I was getting was very positive. I would ask them, would I have your support? And people would say, and this was an interesting pattern that I saw over and over again. People would tell me, "You have our support," but then they would kind of get into a hushed tone and say, "But I have to tell you, the whole neighborhood is conservative." But then, of course, I would go next door, and I would hear something similar. And of course, it wasn't every door, but there were a lot more accessible progressive voters in Carleton than people realized. They just needed someone to get out, do the work, and I would say that we're probably there for a long time, but we just didn't have all the ingredients right. And there was no one ingredient that made this happen. It was a lot of things that made it all work.
I mean, obviously, this is about local issues and local representation, but I mean, on the broader level, about the sort of current political environment in North America, I just wonder what your win kind of suggests about the kind of politics people might want in this country and our relationship with the United States under its current leadership.
One of the things that really struck me, because I'm sure you see all the nonsense on social media, and it can be a pretty toxic place at times. In real life, people are overwhelmingly good and decent and courteous. That's what I experienced over and over again. Those opportunities to connect, to meet someone, to listen to their concerns, that's still basic unit of democracy. More than one person commented that I was the complete opposite of Pierre Poilievre. I think they were reacting to his modus operandi is, it's attack, attack, attack. I'm not like that. I'm a fundamentally optimistic person. I realize that Canada's not a perfect country, but it's still one of the best in the world, and it's because people who believe in the country get up and work every day to make it a little bit better. Whereas, Pierre Poilievre famously saying that Canada's broken. It's not broken. But like everything else, it needs to be maintained, improved. So, bringing a positive approach, focused on doing practical things to make people's lives better, that resonated. And I think that contrast between myself and Pierre was pretty clear. He called me a week later. We had a nice call. It wasn't very long, but it was very civil. He offered to if there was any way that he could help me to let him know. I don't wish him any ill will. Our values are fundamentally different, and that's what this was about. I hope he's learned something from the experience. I know I have, but we'll see. I'm really proud of how people stood up. In Carleton, we had, I think, over 81% voter participation. That just shows that people really cared about this election, and I think it was because the stakes were so significant. My focus is on serving the residents of Carleton to the very best of my ability and advance good policy that helps Canadians through a difficult time. I've been appointed to the Environment Committee, so that'll be an important focus of mine, including, continuing to serve the people of Carleton. They've been underserviced for a long time. They deserve better than that. I'm now concentrating on just being the most effective member of Parliament I can be. Because of how high profile my election victory was, I'm getting a lot of attention on the Hill, and I want to make sure that, when my time there is done, that the fact that I beat Pierre Poilievre is a footnote, and the main story is these are the things that Bruce managed to accomplish or help accomplish while he was a member of Parliament.
This is Iona Coe for Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.